I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My podcast. I'm famed game show host Glenn Rich, and I'll be taking the reins for this one. Welcome to Wax Quizzical, the podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. Let's see if we can change that today with our special guest, Kyron Wheatley.
Glenn, thank you so much for having me.
Kyron, you look absolutely ravishing today. Can I say that?
That's incredibly kind of you. You look great as well.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in so long. You haven't been on television in ages.
Yes, well, I've been hibernating the storms and a fresh spring means that a Glen Ridge is about to bloom.
Well, what a convenient time for it to happen on this our 150th episode of Wax Quizzical.
Absolutely great to be here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you as my guest on my podcast.
It's cool. I'm so excited to be a guest.
You know, who knew when I first started this podcast?
Today?
150 years ago.
One a year, that's a, I forgot about it, that. Yeah.
That's right. That we would be here at the 150th podcast.
Yes. Yes, and yet we've made it this far. All your other shows have fallen away.
That's right.
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. Sale of the Century.
Sorry, I'm
the
sorry.
The ultimate game show.
You weren't Price is Right.
No, that was Larry Emder, my nemesis. He kept going, Glenn Ridge stayed, and I've held a grudge ever since.
Yeah, because you're not on the morning show, because Larry, of course, is on the morning show.
Kyron, please, you're rubbing salt in my wounds.
Sorry, I don't want to offend the host.
That's all right, I won't have you back. But of course, you're not alone.
Fantastic, that's great
in
news.
In this struggle
so the
for knowledge.
The same, so everyone can feel at home.
You are joined, of course, by a brain's trust, a trust of brains, whom you can trust.
Oh.
It is the first one, of course, being a proud mum of two for Brendan and the fur baby Lily and better half of Mark. It's Sal.
Oh, hi, Glenn. How you going?
Great, Sal. A fur baby, what kind?
Oh, she's a golden retriever.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Shed
so
a bit,
well,
don't they?
Oh, look, they do. But fortunately, I've got this gorgeous girl, Linda. She comes in. She cleans twice a week. She's awesome. So, yeah, it's really great.
Wonderful. Mm. Smells a bit though, the dog.
Oh,
smells
God,
like
no,
dog.
No, no, no. Not my Lily. She's maintained, she's shampooed and conditioned on
a
regular
basis. Oh, you wash her regularly. Hi, Sam,
how are you, Kyron? It's fantastic to be here.
Sal, this is Kyron. You'll be the one half of the brain's trust.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. I've just been up in Noosa, so I'm feeling refreshed and ready. Yeah. Mm. We did a day trip to Byron, though. That was interesting. Have you been to Byron?
I've been to Byron many times.
Oh, Isn't it fantastic?
Like, sort of place you might have a house. Do you have a house in Byron?
I've got many houses.
You've got in Byron. Glenn.
In Byron.
Yes.
God, you look fantastic, Glenn.
Thank you very much. And may I say, Mark is doing well as well.
Stop it, you big flirt.
Yes, of course, everyone knows that the one that got away from me was Joe Booth Taylor.
Oh, Joe Booth. You a legs man or a tits man?
I'm an everyman.
Oh, Glenn, you're a classic.
Of course, you're not joined.
That's what that means.
You're joined as well today by Templestowe Plantagenet, willowy and ravishing Templestowe. Thank you so much for coming.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be here. I can't even say what side of the pond I'm from. I don't go to the pond. I don't shoot ducks. I just wear them.
And may I say, what a number. This reminds me of one of your most famous films, Not Without My Babies.
That's right. And I had two babies, two wonderful babies. One was played by Baby and the other one was played by a golden retriever. So it's quite fascinating that we're both on today.
Oh, that's your story. God, fantastic.
Is it fascinating or is it on purpose?
Well,
wow,
I wouldn't like to say.
Have you seen Not Without My Babies?
I haven't, but I've read reviews online. I've heard it's very good.
Oh, you simply must. It's one of the first talkies.
Oh, the first talkie films.
It's a lot of talking. Most of it's just, where's my baby? Has anyone seen my baby?
Now,
I can't go without my baby. And then a bit of barking.
Spoiler alert, the dog ate the baby.
Well, actually, the baby ate the dog.
Oh, yes. A twist.
I never saw the end.
Small golden retriever, very large baby.
What are you working on at the moment, Plantagenet?
What happened to my baby too?
Wow, they're rebooting.
That's right.
They're rebabying.
They're rebabying, different baby. It's actually the great-grandchild of the baby that ate the dog and some of the Marvel superheroes.
Hollywood really has run out of ideas, hasn't it?
So we get on the horse and ride into the sunset with these questions.
Oh, let's do it.
Love to.
Like a cat, we're out of the bag with the first question. Geography.
Oh.
What is the longest river in South America?
Oh.
Plantagenet, you ever been to South America?
Only in one of my films, and it was really just a back lot in Hollywood, so I guess I have to say no.
No, but it's like you're there. That's what makes you such a great actor.
Especially those old films, because they used to put the sets, they built the whole set and everything. Did you have a river in
yes,
the...
Yes, but they just opened a fire hydrant and let it go, hell for leather, and we just flolloped around in the water and pretended that we were in South America.
Wow. I love to flollop.
I love a flollop.
Threw a few piranhas in, which were really just parrots.
Some live ones.
Parrots wearing fins, decided it was safer than actual piranhas.
Wow. What was that film? I don't remember this film. It was
Not Without My Baby Fish.
Sort of like
you did create the baby genre.
I did. What was the question?
What's the longest river in South America?
Well, I would say the Nile, but I'd be wrong.
Oh boy.
I mean, I have no idea.
You've never been to South America?
I haven't.
Colombia, maybe back in your youth?
Oh, no. Look, I wish. Mark was, he's such a stick in the mud. God, he wasn't up for it. It was just same old Europe. But Brendan's been, my son, he had a blast. He loved it over there.
Did he
there.
Share any stories from travelling to South America?
Not much. He went surfing over there.
Surfing.
Come back with a body bag at all?
A bodyboard bag.
Or a body bag.
He took a surfboard over. But
is your son an assassin?
An assassin? Well, not that I know of.
Well, you wouldn't.
No. Tony Barber, he was an assassin on the side. Not a lot of people know that.
Was Tony Barber an assassin?
Yeah, he killed more people than...
Other people?
Yeah. How many people have you killed?
None. And so if you've killed one, you're a murderer.
That's right.
Look, anymore, you're getting close to assassin.
What is the difference between a serial killer and an assassin?
A serial killer, I feel like, is a bit more... it's a passion project.
It's a passion project, whereas assassin is a job.
They're a capo, dog. They're just chasing the buck.
Maybe the Amazon?
Amazon.
I was going to say.
The Amazon River, classic.
Science.
Amazon.
What is the largest planet in our solar system... By volume.
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 Wow.
What is the loudest planet in our solar
system?
You're hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah.
You simply cannot be serious.
Having a dinner.
Jupiter's pretty big.
Okay.
I think Jupiter too. But what about Saturn?
Saturn with the rings? Do we count in the rings? Would the rings be big enough to overtake Jupiter?
Are the rings hollow?
Jupiter is absolutely tremendous.
I remember at school having to do like a project where you get the sense of the scale of Earth.
Yeah.
Right? Earth's tiny because you've got the circle that's Jupiter or whatever. And Earth's this miniature little thing. Mm. And I remember Jupiter being the largest.
All right.
I'm going to say Jupiter as well, just because I like the way Chiron talks.
I think Jupiter.
Well, who am I to argue with Templestowe and Chiron?
The Greeks have it. It's Jupiter time. Or is that Roman? I always get confused. I think it might be Roman.
I think it might be Roman, yeah.
It'd take all the credit, but did they really? Are they the OGs? No. History. Which war marked the end, speaking of, the Roman Republic and the rise of the Roman Empire?
Oh.
That was a while back.
Well, let's do process of elimination, not World War One or World War Two.
No. Yes, I think that's good.
I think we can rule them out.
Not the War of the Roses.
No, that's still way back.
Not the war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Not that one.
That's a song.
Not the Boer War with the Legionnaires' hats.
What a yawn.
No hat, no Boer War.
Mm. Sal, what's your favourite war?
Well, look, two of my neighbours down the coast are going head-to-head in a property war, probably across those, fighting over a fence line.
It feels a bit Roman, does it?
Oh, very Roman, yeah.
Hadrian's Wall, trying to get out the barbarians.
Yeah. I mean, how far back? The War of the
Mezzanine, the War of the Mezzanine.
Yeah.
The Mezzanine War.
We're just saying words Mezzanine, and putting
Ottoman,
war at the end of it.
Yeah, fighting for the first floor.
That rhymes. What is it good for?
Is it family war, drug war?
War on drugs.
War Steve on drugs. War.
I have no idea, but I'm thinking it might be something as stupid as the Roman War.
Maybe were they fighting the Rus or were they fighting... I mean, they fought so many people.
What do you mean, the Rus?
The Rus were peoples...
Is that what Russia's named after?
It was that sort of area, but not really.
God, you're very knowledgeable.
The Vikings.
Well, he's been doing
there.
Quiz shows for 150 years.
Yeah, wow, Glenn.
Do you feel like you gather all the
answers
to those
questions? Oh,
very
much so. I am a wise person.
Bang, and we can tell.
What's your favourite fact that you've learned, Glenn?
Whales came from hoofed kind of rhinoceros or hippopotamus type creatures that evolved around the Tethys Sea, which is now sunken deep below the earth and is a little indent in the earth. It's not completely round.
Do you know I regret having asked?
Did you make that
I'll
up?
Put Roman War.
Roman War. I didn't make that up. I read about it just the other day and I thought to myself, that's cool. Can't wait to tell people that.
And now look, here we are.
Literature. Which dystopian novel by Aldous Huxley portrays a futuristic society controlled by technology and drugs?
I know this one.
Oh, yes.
I know this one because I once hit a man across the face with the volume of it. It's Brave New World.
Brave New World. Yes, of course.
I've not read Brave New World.
Well, it's all about there's some kind of way of reproducing that doesn't involve rubbing one's genitals against the genitals of another.
Not to be confused with 1984, a different dystopian.
That's what I was thinking of.
I was thinking, but that's by George Orwell.
That's the Orwellian.
Oh, excuse me.
A lot
me.
Of people talk
about, or no one's talking about the Huxleyan, but the Brave New World that had the feelies.
The what?
That's right, they did
the
too.
Feelies.
Like, yeah. I do know, I actually read it at school because my school teacher couldn't be bothered reading it himself and gave it to me as an 11-year-old and said, why don't you read this, Templestowe?
What sort of things do they teach you when you're 11 years old in the 1920s?
Reading, writing, arithmetic, how to walk with a book on your head, how to look willowy and ravishing, obviously.
That's comprehensive.
I bet you got all A's in that one. I miss the good old days of polio and Spanish flu.
They were two cocktails.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Really put hair on your chest.
Asbestos.
Ooh, did you read when you went to Noosa?
I did.
I always like to take a few books up on a beach holiday myself.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what I've been really getting into? Podcasts.
What's your favourite podcast?
Oh, look, I've been loving this one with Ben Stiller. He interviews different celebrities and it's absolutely fascinating.
Isn't it great? I always find the best interviewers are...
celebrities.
Celebrities,
I mean, if they're not a celebrity...
Then get me out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly. They know what's going on and they've
They still haven't called me, those sons of bitches.
And they just know what's happening. They've got the facts straight.
Nobody wants to see
the
anymore.
I do.
Thank you, Kyron.
I'm happy to have you.
You get 1 point for that.
Hey. I saw the poster, Glenn. You're doing a gig at the RSL, aren't you, up north?
Yes, yes.
Mark and I will go. It's called
Sale of the Century.
Oh, it says something different on the poster.
That's the same name of the... Oh, what's... Have they...
It said Glenn Ridge stripped back and raw like never before.
Well, yes.
You should email them about
what do you
marketing.
Do in the show?
I just get raw.
Like never before?
Yeah. This is going to be the longest one.
Okay.
Sports. In which sport is the term hat trick commonly used?
Magic. Ooh. It's magic.
That is correct.
Hat trick.
Hey.
Is magic an art or a sport?
That's what I was going to ask. Do you consider
it's
magic a sport?
A sport? It's a sport. It's a sport of kings. It's a sport of lonely men who never had girlfriends as teenagers and kept themselves entertained with disappearing rabbits and silky hankies.
Of course, Templestowe had a very public affair with Houdini.
That's right. And then he just ghosted me.
I think he died.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, he died.
No.
The original ghost.
Yeah. Someone punched him in the stomach so hard, and then he did a trick, and he just died of a heart
attack.
Well, you know
you're saying someone. We know who that someone was. Let's move on.
Interesting.
I think it might be cricket.
Cricket, but what about tennis? What about...
What about
badminton?
What about soccer? Also known as football.
Tennis, or...
Yeah, I think they maybe have... Maybe the term hat-trick has spilled into other sports.
Football, soccer is one
hockey.
Of the ones.
Hockey,
one
I feel.
Hockey.
Yeah, marbles. Just any three now.
Any three.
But I feel like it maybe originally was in cricket.
But in America, they call it a three-peat.
Oh.
Do they?
Go figure. Cricket.
I'll lock in cricket, please, Gwen.
He's so commanding, isn't he, Kyron?
Yeah, Kyron really wants that to be cricket. He's locking it in.
Music. Which musical term indicates a gradual increase in volume?
Crescendo.
Oh, I think you're right.
Crescendo?
I think go with your gut on this
crescendo.
One.
Crescendo.
You've sort of said that quite immediately. Like
yeah,
it's something you knew deep down.
Yeah, it was like I was transported back to my piano classes
when
I was a child.
You like your music, I imagine?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
What's your favourite musical artist?
Vance Joy. Easy. He's fantastic. Yeah. That song,
Riptide.
Baby.
You're taking them to the Riptide. Yeah.
Going out in the moonlight. Having a better good old time.
Yes.
I need you. Having good to sing along, Templestowe. Babies. Having a good and wave time. Sitting out on the midnight.
I just have that song on repeat all day, every day.
Should I put Vance Joy?
Yeah. No, I think...
I think you were right when you... It sounded like you were shouting a child's name in a supermarket.
Crescendo!
Crescendo, get off the freezer.
Put Oceania down.
Yes. I bet yes.
I bet yes. Happy to lock in crescendo.
Crescendo. No.
Thank you, Sal.
Oh, look, please. It's a pleasure.
Technology time.
Oh,
beep-boop-boop, beep-boop-boop.
ChatGPT, watch out.
What does the acronym AI stand for in the field of computer science?
Ah, okay. Have you seen this film?
AI.
It's Steven Spielberg, I believe.
Steven Spielberg, he was a dear little boy that used to be a runner on sets when I was working in
That's
films.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that little boy grew up to be one of the greatest blockbuster directors of our time.
Really?
He did.
Never heard from him again.
He did, actually.
AI?
Yeah. AI.
Is it?
AI, yeah.
Is it artificially? Is it about plastic surgery?
I think you're close.
I think you're halfway there. Mm. Do you use OpenAI?
My neighbour showed me how to use it. It helped me do a menu plan for Lily. We're just trying to really stabilise her weight at the moment because she's got a bad leg. So
right.
I put that into AI.
What sort of prompt?
Don't be putting any of your personal details in there. Don't be putting your credit card details in there. You know,
because it remembers. Days,
it'll remember and they'll come back and it'll absolutely fleece you or could.
I go on to the Stable Diffusion AI one, the one that makes pictures, and I put in young Glenn Ridge, shirtless, marrying Joe Booth.
So do
Except
I.
Except for the poster for Strip Back.
Yes,
Strip Back, Glenn Ridge
I
Raw.
I just do the shirtless one there. I don't want the ladies thinking that I pine for a
and then does it come
Brian
back?
Power lady.
Come back with just lots of suggestions on how to feed a golden retriever?
Yes, it actually comes back with a golden retriever every time. I had to really rejig it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, change the prompt.
Really? Yeah, get my safe tensors.
Hack into the mainframe, didn't you?
Yes, big time.
Talking of movies, have you seen The Net with Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
It's about a bullock who gets caught in a fishing net.
You know what? That's not actually that far off.
I'll put artificial intelligence, please.
Artificial.
Thank God, Karen's here. God, what a bunch of gas baggers.
Do you know, I just can't wait to find out what your real name is and not your stage name, Karen.
It's actually, I've only ever known my stage name.
Oh,
how terrible. You were made a star and then abandoned by your parents.
Yes. After about 18 years, they abandoned me. That's
now,
right. Yeah.
Templestowe, you actually were a child star in the 20s. What sort of painkillers did they get you addicted to?
The round ones.
The round ones.
Yes, they'd give me a handful and I treated them like lollies because I thought, that's what lollies are.
Fantastic.
Lollies make you go for hours on end or send you instantly to sleep.
Fantastic.
So oblongs, they wake you up, and the round ones send you to sleep. And you can also send other people to sleep if you keep a round one in your mouth while you're kissing them during a scene. And then you just have to do the rest of your movie by yourself.
And that's how you get the parts.
That's how you get the parts.
It's a dog eat dog sleep world.
It's a dog eat baby world.
Baby world.
It's a baby eat dog world.
Baby eat dog world.
Well, you look fantastic, Tim. So I've got to say, whatever they fed you, whatever those painkillers were, drugs,
I think a little bit of formaldehyde as well hasn't
I did smell that, yes.
Yes. I did. Feeling better already.
Now, film and television.
Which
film, directed by Christopher Nolan, featured the concepts of dreams within dreams?
I know this one.
Might be slightly beyond your time, Templestowe.
Mm.
Was it called Dreams Within Dreams? Where's My Dreamy Baby?
No, that you were in that.
I was too.
That was 1930.
That was actually Christopher Nolan's inspiration.
Inspection.
Inception.
He bases a lot of his films on like older films.
Mm. Yes.
And you were his muse.
I was his slightly formaldehyde-smelling muse with alarmingly wrinkleless skin.
Yes.
And a beautiful mustache.
But not on my face.
Do you like, I guess Mark probably likes Christopher Nolan films.
Oh, look, yeah, it's more, I think Brendan was more into the Inception.
Inception, of course.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, I can't give away the answers, but yes.
Oh, God.
Do you know the answers, Glenn?
Well, not yet, but for this one, yes.
Well, that was two different answers to my question. Do you know the answers? No, but yes.
Isn't that what an Inception really is?
I'll lock an Inception.
I think you should.
Do you know what a friend dragged me to? So we go to the movie with my girlfriend Bron every Wednesday. Beau's Afraid. Tell you what, that is a bleak, long film.
People have been saying that though. So what were you expecting going into Beau's Afraid?
I had no idea. I assumed a rom-com. It's what we usually just go and see, a good 90-minute.
Matthew McConaughey sort of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, politics. What is the term?
Do they edit Tale of the Century, Len, or is it all live?
Heavy.
Does it go out?
We shoot for
does it go out full live?
No. We shoot for maybe 6, 7, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. We keep the same audience trapped in there. I mean, this was the 90s. You could do that. People were like, please let me out, Glenn. And I would say, shut up.
And you're smoking like a chimney.
Oh, I would absolutely go to town on those.
Is that why there was so much haze on this studio?
Yeah,
ventilation.
We didn't have hazers back then. It was the 90s.
No.
They don't do it like that now. Of course, you have to give people bathroom breaks and, you know, not treat them like they're cattle. Feed them.
When I was in the films, they just used to put sawdust on the floor and you just went when you went.
Oh, those were the good old days.
Yes, why we had to wear
just
long
like the dogs
skirts. Yes,
in
that's
the films.
Right. Yes.
Politics. What is the term for a political ideology that promotes the abolition of all government and authority?
I just like to make noises sometimes. I don't know the answer.
You had me absolutely captivated.
I was thrilled. You could have done that for 5 hours.
I feel like it begins with P, but I
Templestowe is afraid.
Yes, and so bleak. I feel it starts with P.
P, you reckon?
P,
you're
personal,
feeling P.
Personal something. Per-pro-something-atarianism. It's something-atarianism.
Something Aterranism.
I think it's anarchy.
I thought it might have been anarchy as well.
I feel like it's, oh, it's wow. something...
Planetarianism.
Planetarian. It's a planetarium. That's what I'm thinking of. Because I'm used to gazing at stars.
I love a planetarium.
Well, I'm gazing at a couple of stars here. Three, as a matter
of
fact.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm looking at the mirror.
Three, and you said three.
Yes. Sal, of course, Templestowe. And myself, Glenn Ridge. Just joking, Kyron, you son of a bitch.
Good
you're
save.
A star.
You're looking in the mirror, and there's three of us here, but you're still only seeing three. Can you not see in the mirror? You're a vampire.
It was. I was just.
I think
making
she's been
a little
drinking.
Bit of a,
speaking of anarchy,
I was just having a bit of. It wasn't. It wasn't real.
I trusted
was,
you.
Is it? What's the? Is it? Do we put anarchists or anarchy? What's the?
I believe it's a political ideology.
Libertarianism.
Anarchism.
Libertarian is just small government.
Okay.
I right. thought it might have just...
It also
yeah, that
doesn't
right.
start with P, but let's not...
Do you ever have a rebellious time in your youth when you would have been an anarchist? Maybe, you know, flown the flag or worn a Clash t-shirt?
Oh, you know it. I mean... It,
you ever join an anarchist club?
I was highly involved in a tennis club in my youth.
Tennis?
I think that's right wing.
And I was really into the Monkees. So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I had a rebellious period.
I'll put anarchy.
Great. Art! Which artist is known for creating the painting The Persistence of Memory, featuring melting clocks?
Salvador...
I think it's Salvador...
Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali. Yes, Salvador Were you friends Dali. With Salvador Dali?
I was.
I heard he used to mail people his cum.
Is that where you got the inspiration?
Yes.
Because I've received a parcel
I'm being
or two.
Genuine here. I heard that he used to mail people envelopes of cum.
Wow.
Wow.
I have so many questions, none of which I really want to ask.
I don't know the logistics of it.
Me too.
I couldn't find any pictures.
I think it might have left
and
as
if you
an envelope
Google
of cum.
Envelopes of cum onto Google, it. It is like finding
a whole day.
Needle in a haystack, let me tell you.
And I imagine when you received it, you'd be like, I can't get this envelope open. I don't know what's happened.
Well, that's why I was so curious about it.
Yes. Mm. It leaves as an envelope and arrives as a postcard.
Salvador. Wish you were here.
Salvador keeps sending me paper mache. I don't know what's going on.
All right, that's the end of the questions.
How do you think we went?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we actually did all right.
I think we did all right.
I'm not convinced by anarchy because of your moment with P.
Which turned out to be L.
I think the Roman Empire is going to give us a little bit of...
I think
Roman War is going to give us a little bit
that's
of
That's tricky as
okay.
well.
All right, let's find out. It's now time for the... Can you just... echo and reverb this somehow?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
The answers.
Is that what you meant?
Lo-fi, I like it. Okay. Question one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is the longest river in South America? You answered Amazon River.
Yes.
The answer is Amazon River.
Hey!
Oh, well done, God.
What is the largest planet in our solar system by volume? You answered Jupiter, and the answer is Jupiter.
Hey.
2 from 2.
We could just stop now with a perfect record.
That's right. We could right now. I don't give a shit. This is my podcast. I'll do whatever I want. Number 3, which war marked the end of the Roman Republic and the rise of the Roman Empire? the Roman Civil War.
Are you going to give it to us, Glenn?
We say the Roman War.
The Roman War.
That's two-thirds.
Civil War.
I'm not going to pay that one.
You're not.
I'm not paying it.
We just didn't say its middle name. That's all.
That's right.
We said its first name and last name.
It's when
really close.
The Roman.
I feel like fighting for it.
A Roman general marched on Rome, and it had never been done before.
Oh, you've got the answers now.
No, but I didn't know what it was called.
Oh, okay.
It marked the first time Roman was marched.
American Civil War the American War?
There's been so many American wars. I think that would be
probably a bad argument.
Yeah.
You should have a
Vietnamese called the Vietnam War the American War. So,
oh, yes.
You could have a war podcast.
Thank you. Glenn Ridge in War of the Century. No.
No, okay.
Okay.
Literature, which dystopian novel by Aldous Huxley portrays a futuristic society controlled by technology and drugs. That's Brave New World. You better believe it.
Thank you, Templestowe.
I've been useful for once in my life.
Okay.
Moving along.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
In which sport is the term hat-trick commonly used?
We said
cricket,
didn't we?
The answer given is soccer or hockey.
Are you kidding?
Oh, come
and not
on.
Cricket.
I did say hockey.
You did, and I did say football.
I'm fighting for it.
I think so. That's stupid.
That's insanity.
What name you saw?
I think
Glenn
the most
Ridge.
Popular and frequent use of the hat trick term is in cricket.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call it's my podcast. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I'm Glenn Ridge, for fuck's sake.
Are we on three or four?
Glenn, your nose is bleeding.
Yeah, sorry, that happens. One, two, three, four. We're
four.
On four.
Okay,
plus,
great.
You got a point for, I think, saying that I look nice. Oh, so that's five.
That's five.
Scoring's tricky.
I had to count. I honestly had to count. They're usually on sale at the center. They do it all for you.
Yeah.
The musical term that indicates a gradual increase of volume is a crescendo.
Sell.
Yes, watch out.
Well done.
Yeah,
Vance Joy gets a crescendo.
AI stands for artificial intelligence.
Hey.
Wow. We could still get 10 from 10 here.
The movie by Christopher Nolan about dreams and dreams, that's Inception.
Hey.
Yes.
The political ideology is anarchism.
Oh.
Is that what I said?
That's what you said. That's what you said.
Yeah. Misdirection.
It says anarchy, but it's the same
thing. It's the same thing.
And then Salvador Dali did melt those frickin' clocks.
Did we just get 10?
You just got 10 out of 10, baby.
Let's not talk too much about the calling of the dice. He's made him.
Well, that's a world record.
Wow.
10.
On the 150th episode.
Well done. Good.
This is like the time I was nominated for an Oscar nomination.
And you won it.
Wow. I was nominated for a nomination and I didn't win. But
you didn't get nominated.
I think the nomination for being nominated is just being in a film.
Yes.
So you were in a film. Is
yes,
what
many,
you're
many
But
times.
You were in many films.
All of them about babies.
Yes,
all
baby films.
Do you remember some of the co-stars across your era?
There was a baby.
There was a baby?
There was a dog. Mm-hmm. And I dreamed one day that in the future there would be a wonderful New Zealand comedian called Cal Wilson.
Oh.
I dreamed of that happening.
Well, that would be great. She's wonderful. That would be great. Yes.
Yes. Well, that could have been an Inception.
It could have been. And we never worked together. I'm so sad about it. But she's gone off to talk about cakes.
I was going
to
say, do you like baking? She's on the Great Australian
yes,
Bake Off.
Yes, yes, she is. I had a recipe I got from Salvador Dali.
You should watch that on Fox or a Binge.
Binge. Mm.
I love how positive it is.
Straightforward.
There are no villains. There are no villains on Bake Off.
We don't need any more villains. We've got enough.
We've got them in your movies.
That's right. Mm. Baby, dog eating babies. That's what we've got.
And Salvador Dali, he was a villain, clearly.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, he's sending people his karma.
Well, maybe they asked for it.
I mean, that's harmless. Exactly. God, what's a guy to do, you know?
Now, Sal, what are you going to be doing on the weekend?
Oh, look, I'll be around, you know, just catching up, doing some Pilates, seeing some girlfriends. But I do know my friend Linda's got a daughter. She does comedy. She's hopeless. She's absolutely hopeless. Yeah,
who's your favourite comedian?
Probably Jim Owen. I mean, he's hilarious, isn't he? You know?
Yes, he is hilarious.
Bill Connolly. Connolly. All the guys. Really funny. Yeah.
All the guys.
And Brendan's always sending me clips.
What do you think about lady comedians?
Look, they're all right. Not for me, I guess, really. You know, I just more, yeah, I think the guys are hilarious. Just more my kind of humour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, my friend Linda's daughter, Nat Harris, she's giving it a crack. So good on her. Nat is dragon. You can catch her on Instagram. And, yeah, support her because, yeah, she's chugging away. Yeah.
How was I as a contestant? Because you've had so many contestants over the years.
You, Karen.
I mean, 10 out of 10 there. And I called you nice.
You were what we call a unicorn.
Oh, wow.
In the swinging world.
What a reveal. There's seconds left on this.
You're absolutely gorgeous. All of you were Sal, Kyron Wheatley, and Temple Stowe
Plantagenet.
I was getting to it. I remembered. And thank you so much. I've been Glenridge, and this has been my podcast, Wax Quizzical. And if you're not doing anything, then why don't you head over to Ben Russell's, or I am Ben Russell on Instagram.
Are you doing ads? Because I said at the start, we're not doing ads.
I'm sponsored by Ben Russell. He's sponsoring me. He gave me $50, and this is what I have to do.
Okay.
And if you want Glenridge to sponsor you, all you have to do is go to my PayPal account, Glenridge.
Great. That's my is that PayPal. What Ben did? Just went to you?
Yeah, he just PayPal'd me. PayPal'd me right up. He sometimes gets me to do those cameos.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, he sends me, he says, I want a picture of your feet.
Which wouldn't be strange for you.
No, not at all. I've got an open mind.
Come in an envelope, not a big deal.
Yeah, not to me. All right, that's it. Thank you very much for our 150th episode. God bless and good night.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.